Do any of you here ever struggle with patience? I imagine we all could probably say that we do. Lately, it's been kind of an issue with me. Seems like I've had one of those weeks, which I'm sure we've all had. So we all go through this. I think of one particular thing this week. I was driving along, coming home from work, and there was pretty big major, as much as Des Moines has traffic jams. But anyway, we were just stop and go and just really slow. Just mind my own business in the left lane, just taking it easy. And all of a sudden, wham, somebody runs in the back of me. And I'm like, really? What are you thinking? You know, I mean, I just didn't have a whole lot of patience with that person at that time. And I'm sure all of us probably would have felt similar. Hope you had a little more patience than I would have at the moment. And, you know, you just look at them like, what were you thinking? As they go, and you try to see if you can pull over. Of course, I couldn't pull over because all this traffic and there wasn't room. And so, anyway, to make the story short, I just kind of kept moving along, hoping that there wasn't much damage. Well, lucky for me, when I got home, all I had was a little white paint on the back of my bumper. Nothing was hurt, so it was a good thing, but my patience wasn't very good at that point in time. There's many other things I could go into, but you don't need to know about my problem with patience. I think we all have some issues we could bring up. But as you probably figured out, I'm going to be talking about patience this morning for a little while. And then the other side of it I'd like to talk about, which is the good part of it. God gives us through our patience heavenly peace. So patience can be described as enduring, having self-control, being calm, or at peace, as in heavenly peace, free from disturbance, being calm, free of your burdens or cares, a good feeling with no worries. It can have some good and some bad effects, but if we allow God to help us, it'll have good effects. So what is heavenly peace? Is it something that we all can have? Yes, we can. But only something that we can get through God and His Word. That's how He gives it into us, heavenly peace. We've had many of our number who have passed on, they've moved on in their lives to heavenly peace that we think about. We all hope, believe, and pray that they all are in the good place, in paradise, that the waiting place for the faithful, waiting till judgment day, and then waiting for heaven. So we hope that they have that heavenly peace, and we believe they do. But can we have heavenly peace now? Yes, we can. How can we have that? Through God and Christ and the church and His Word. If we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. First, we have to have patience to receive this. So does the devil try our patience? Every moment he can. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, he's as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he can devour or cause problems for. Yes, the devil wants us to fail. He wants us to be impatient as much as possible. He knows what our weaknesses are, and he's going to try those. He's going to push us to fail. He's constantly looking for ways to make us impatient. When we stumble, there's a verse I like to read that goes along with that. It helps us. And it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but he is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But good for us, as Christians, God is long-suffering for us. He's long-suffering for everyone, if they'll come to him. God's long-suffering, he's patient with us. He doesn't want us to fail like the devil does. He rather, on the other hand, wants us to repent and come to him. So that he can help us with our patience, he can help us get through our trials and temptations, and give us the heavenly peace that he wants us to have. So how important is patience to us? In Luke 21 and 19, it says, in your patience, you possess your souls. How does that work? Our patience controls our actions and therefore controls our soul. So patience is so very important. It's a very important thing. In Romans 12 and 2, it says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. So we should be thankful of the hope that we have through Christ. We must be patient through our tribulations as much as possible, or our trials, and constantly pray for help from God to accomplish our goals and the strength that we need. I was hoping I could remember this verse that we just sang. My memory fails me at times, so we'll just read it. It says, be with me, Lord. I can't live without you. I dare not try to take one step alone. I cannot bear the loads of life unaided. I need thy strength to lean myself upon. Always need to remember that when we're going through our trials and tribulations. God is always there for us. If we just use him, he can give us the strength to get us through. Perfect patience is described in James 1 and 4, where it says, but let patience have her perfect work, that she may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So you can be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In complete control of your thoughts, if you have perfect patience. This is speaking of heavenly peace. If we're entire and wanting nothing, we have heavenly peace. If we keep ourselves humble and lean on God and do his will, just like the verse we just read, lean on God, it will not go away from us. God will be with us, and we can have that perfect peace and heavenly peace, excuse me. But if we don't, it's something that's just going to turn off. It'll go away from us while we're going through a problem that we're going through. Do you ever have these feelings? I know I have. I still do at times. But we need to pray and lean on God. Get God to help us to get through these times. God knows life's going to be a struggle for us. He knows that we need him, and he wants us to use him. So why do we need to keep on being patient? In Hebrews 10 and 36, it says, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. We have to keep on being patient so we can receive the promise. What's the promise? It's heavenly peace. Or later, a heavenly home. So patience is so important to God for us. Let's look at a couple of verses that the Bible talks about. The first one I'd like to look at is Isaiah 4 and 22. Isaiah 4 and 22. Where it says, there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. The wicked have no peace. Ezekiel 7 and 25 says, destruction cometh upon them, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. God says that for the wicked, there is no peace unless they come to him. So what about the righteous? First verse I'd like to look at, a couple verses, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Get on the right page here. Galatians 5 and 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. These are all the qualities that God wants us to have. If we're going to receive the heavenly peace we need, that's what you have to do. Have joy, peace, long-suffering, love, goodness, faith, and meekness, and temperance. God's church is only associated with those who are wanting to get these things. Romans 14 and 17. Romans 14 and 17. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. God's kingdom, His church, is all about peace, love, kindness, and all that other stuff that we just talked about. But it is all about righteousness. And that's something we should be longing, shooting for. In Psalms 29 and 17, Psalms 29 and 17. I should have blew this up more so I could see it better. Psalms 29 and 17. It says, the Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. God's going to bless us with peace if we're on His side. Also, it talks about allowing our minds to focus on God in Isaiah 26 and 3. 26 and 3. It says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. As long as we keep our mind on God, we focus on God, we're going to have this perfect heavenly peace. God will not leave us. Also, God tells us that Christ left us a legacy of peace, and He talks about that in a couple verses. Sorry, I thought this would be easier. First one's John 14 and 27. John 14 and 27. There we go. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And in John 16 and 33, it says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. In our world today, there's chaos. There's wickedness. There's greed. As we've seen a lot lately, there's murder. And God says there's no place for that. There's no place for wickedness. But God through Christ has left us a legacy of peace. Tells us not to be afraid or troubled because Christ overcame the world. Christ has made us an avenue to get to Him and to God at the end of time. And we now can have peace through Christ to God. So I don't think this heavenly peace is something that we can really appreciate enough. I do know that it's something that makes you feel great when you have it. Helps you be happier. Helps you get along with people easier. Helps you to appreciate people and the surroundings. Helps you to appreciate God and Christ and the Holy Spirit. And it helps you to feel really good about yourself. And many other things we could think about. But the key to this peace is found in leaning on God. Leaning on God through Christ. So if we're struggling with something or someone in our lives, just lean on God. Ask Him for peace. Ask Him for patience. And God can give you that if you allow Him to. Through His Word, through prayer, gives us avenues to get these things. Philippians 4 and 7. It says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus." The peace of God, which passes all of our understanding, can keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. And also Colossians 3 and 15. And it says, and let the peace of God which rule in your hearts, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And you are also to be thankful. So if we let the peace of God rule in our hearts, we're going to be thankful. We're going to be a lot happier. Things are going to go a lot better for us. Not that we won't have trials and tribulations. Them happen in our lives. But we just have to ask God to help us. He can help us now. He can help us later. If we just lean on Him and do His will, then His peace, His heavenly peace, can rule in our hearts so that we can reach the heavenly goal that we're all trying to get. We have to lean on Him. We have to ask Him to help us. He gives us the ways to do that, and all we have to do is take advantage of that. This ends my thoughts for this morning. I'd like to offer the gospel invitation at this time to anyone who hasn't become a member of the church, or you've done something you need to make right, or if there's anything we can help you with, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing.